Ninth paragraph of the Mishnah Tet. Gad Godel Samach Lekotin. That's the concept we had before. We're applying it over here. If you have a larger roof near a smaller roof, so if you would look from the outside, you would see that the smaller roof has three mechitas, but the area where it joins the larger roof, there's no mechita between it and the larger roof. But the larger roof that has mechitas around it, since it's wider than the smaller one in the point of contact, it really has a little mechitas on both sides of the smaller. Yeah. It's like someone standing in a large room looking into a corridor, so he sees that there's walls on both sides of the corridor, and then there's the opening of the corridor. So that's what he will see over here. So the gadol mutar v'katan asur. The gadol is permitted. Why? Because it has those two walls on the two sides, which serve as a block. You treat it as if there's a wall between it and the smaller area. But the smaller one is us because there's nothing between it and the large one. So the people in the small one would not be able to carry out from the house to their small chaser, but the people from the larger chaser are allowed to carry from their house to the larger chaser. Chaser gedola shenifet v'ktana. Also in the case of a chaser, that there was a wall between two chaseres, and one was larger than the other, so the wall in between them broke down. Also gedola v'ktana, the same idea. Neisha kipitzko shel gedola. The ktana is considered like an entrance way of the big one. Yeah. Okay. Chotzer shenifritzel l'shusa rabim. If a person had a courtyard and the outside wall, which is facing the shusa rabim, was knocked down completely or more than 10 amos wide, then machnis Rabbi Lezer says that area where the wall used to be now becomes a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and if you take from there into the house, from the house to there, you are Chayiz. Chacham say no. It is not considered a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though the walls fell down. So it's not a place where the rabbim were used to using, and therefore it's not a full status of Shusha Rabbim, and it's not a din of a kamelis, which if you carry from there into Shusha Yochid, it is only also Nivir HaFarim.